Welcome and Shabbat blessing to all the dear families in the room and for those precious souls that are listening on the phone and for those as well that will be listening to this recording on a later day. We want to give you a hearty Shabbat blessing on this beautiful Sabbath, April 25th, 2015. This is lesson number 124. We are in chapter 26 entitled Acapernaum, but this will be part. We will begin with opening song, and the title of this song is called Sabbath Day. Sabbath Day, oh rest and cheer, day divine to me so dear. Come, oh come to old and young, gathering for prayer and song. Now the week of toil is o'er, and in peace we sit once more at our Father's ample board, listening to His gracious word. Lord our God, we seek Thy face, bless us with Thy saving grace. May Thy heralds everywhere clear Thy gospel truth declare. Let Thy mighty word hold sway over men on earth today. Our poor soul, good shepherd, feed into pastures green us lead. May our Lord the day be near, when we pass from trials here, into Thy eternal rest, in the mansions of the blessed. May our Lord the day be near, when we pass from trials here, into Thy eternal rest, in the mansions of the blessed. Amen. Before we begin our children's Sabbath school lesson, we would like to ask any one of the little ones or mommy and daddy to have opening prayer. Babula.
If we could all kneel as far as we can for opening prayer. For our hearts and our heads and our minds and come humbly before the Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your blessed name. Lord Jesus, thank you for waking us up and for keeping us safely throughout another week. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to be here this Sabbath day, dear Father. I pray that you open up our hearts and our ears and our minds, and please give us spiritual understanding of the lessons that we are about to partake of, dear Father, I pray. I pray that you be with each and every one of us that are here today, for those that are listening over the phone, and for those that will be listening to the recording at a later time, I pray, Lord, that you continue to bless us and keep us in all thy ways. Lord, I pray also that you forgive us for our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings. Anything that we have done in this body that is not of you, dear Father, I pray, we give it to you so that you can show us, dear Father, the way to God. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done, all that you will continue to do in our lives. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Our opening scriptures for today's study is taken from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, from the King James Version, and read, Now the Spirit speak expressly that in the later times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirit and doctrines of devils. This week, boys and girls, we will continue with part 4 in our lesson entitled A Capernaum of our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following chapters, Bubba.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. John chapter 8, verse 32. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John chapter 7, verse 17. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself.
Matthew 15:3. But he answered and said unto them, Why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? Matthew 15:9. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandment of men. Amen.
And continuing, 2 Peter 1:19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. 2 Peter 1:20. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. Amen.
2 Peter 1:21. For the prophecies came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So today, dear ones, we will cover pages 257 through 258. Welcome to all of their family that are coming in the room. We are in Desired Ages, page 257. If any one of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, voila.
Desired Ages, page 257. The period of Christ's personal ministry among men was a time of greatest activity for the forces of the kingdom of darkness. For ages, Satan with his evil angels had been seeking to control the bodies and the souls of men, to bring upon them sin and suffering. Then he charged all his misery upon God. Jesus was revealing to men the character of God. Continuing on the next slide. He was breaking Satan's power and setting his captives free. New life and love and power from heaven were moving upon the hearts of men, and the prince of evil was aroused to contend for the supremacy of his kingdom. Satan summoned all his forces, and every step contested the work of Christ. Desire of Ages, page 257, paragraph 1. So it will be in the great final conflict of the controversy between righteousness and sin. And continuing on the next slide. While new life and light and power are descending from upon high, the disciples of Christ, a new life is springing up from beneath and energizing the agencies of Satan. Intensity is taking possession of every earthly element, with subtlety gained through centuries in conflict. The prince of evil works under a disguise. He appears clothed as an angel of light, and multitudes are given heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. 1 Timothy 4:1, and this is Desire of Ages, page 257, paragraph 2. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, what was Jesus revealing to man, and what happens while new life, light, and power are descending from on high upon the disciple? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, babula.
The answer is the character of God, and the new life is springing up from beneath and energizing the agency of Satan. Intensity is taking possession of every earthly element.
Amen.
Amen. So let's learn a scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of Proverbs, and that is located in chapter 3, verses 1 through 7.
Upon the table of thine heart. gift. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of my Lord. Trust in the Lord with all my heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For later days, that now my life and peace shall I add to thee.
Desire of Ages, page 257. In the days of Christ, the leaders and teachers of Israel were powerless to resist the work of Satan. They were neglecting the only means by which they could have withstood evil spirits. It was by the word of God that Christ overcame the wicked one. The leaders of Israel professed to be the expositors of God's word, but they had studied it only to sustain their traditions and enforce their man-made observances. And to the next slide. By their interpretation, they may express sentiments that God had never given. Their mystical construction made indistinct that which he had made plain. They disputed over insignificant technicalities and practically denied the most essential truth. Thus, infidelity was sown broadcast. God's will was robbed of its power, and evil spirits worked their will. Desire of Ages, page 257. Paragraph
3. Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. Why were the leaders and teachers of Israel powerless to resist the work of Satan in the days of Christ? And how did Christ overcome the wicked one? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is they were neglecting the only means by which they could have withstood evil spirits, and it was by the word of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's learn another beautiful song together, dear ones. This one is from the book, The Acts of the Apostle. For those that may not be acquainted, this is from the Spirit of Prophecy, and it's located in page 206, and that's the second chapter, and this is a small margin, and it goes like this. It is a universal principle that whenever one refuses to use his God-given powers, these powers decay and perish. These powers decay and perish. Truth that is not living, that is not important, loses its God-given powers. Truth that is not living, that is not important, loses its healing virtue. Acts and the Apostle 206 loses his God-given powers. Let us continue in our reading, dear ones. We are in Desire of Ages, page 258.
Baba blessed everyone. Desire of Ages, page 258. History is repeating with the open Bible before them. The professing to reverence in teaching many of the religious leaders of our time are destroying the faith in it as the word of God. They busy themselves with dissecting the word and set their own opinion above. Its plainest statement, in their hand, God's word loses its regenerating power. This is why the infidelity ruins riot and iniquity is rift. Desire Ages 258, paragraph 1. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. How are the religious leaders repeating history today by destroying faith in the Word of God? And what is lost in their hands? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
The answer is, with the open Bible before them and professing the reverse, the reverence of teaching, they busy themselves with dissecting the world and set their own opinions above its plainest statement. And God's word loses its regenerated power.
Amen. Desire of Ages, page 258. When Satan has undermined faith in the Bible, he directs men to other sources for light and power. Thus he insinuates himself. Those who turn from the plain teaching of Scripture and the convicting power of God's Holy Spirit are inviting the control of demons. Criticism and speculation concerning the Scriptures have opened the way for Spiritism and Theosophy, those modernized forms of ancient heathenism, to gain the foothold even in the professed churches of our Lord Jesus Christ. Desire of Ages, page 258, paragraph 2. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 258. Side by side with the preaching of the gospel agency, at the work which are both the medium and lying spirit, many a man tamper with these merely from curiosity, foreseeing evidence of the working of the more than human power. He is lured on and on until he is controlled by a will stronger than his own. He cannot escape from his mysterious power. Desire Ages 258, paragraph 3. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. What happens when Satan determines faith in the Bible, undermines faith in the Bible, and what is side by side with the preaching of the gospel? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
The answer is, he directs men to other sources for light and power. Thus he insinuates himself, and agencies are at work which are but medium of lying spirits. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 258. The defenses of the soul are broken down. He has no barrier against sin. When once the restraints of God's word and his spirit are rejected, no man knows to what depths of degradation he may sink. Secret sin or master passion may hold him as a captive, as helpless as was the demoniac of Capernaum. Yet his condition is not hopeless. Desire of Ages, page 258, paragraph 4.
Desire of Ages, page 258. The means by which we can overcome the wicked one is that by the which Christ overcome. The power of the word, God does not control our mind without our consent. Amen. But if we desire to know and to do his will, his promise is ours. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine of John. The doctrine, John 8:32-17. Through faith in this promise, every man may be delivered from the snare and error of the control of sin. Amen. And next to the reading, are you firmly anchored in God's word? If it's not, you will be tossed about by every winds of false doctrine, that we henceforth be no more shiven, tossed to and from, and carried about with every winds of doctrine, by the sleight of men, the cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Ephesians 4:14. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. After the restraints of God's word and his spirit are rejected, what things a man captive as helpless as was the demoniac of Capernaum? And by which means can we overcome the wicked one even as Christ did? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones. Babala.
The answer is secret sin or massive passion may hold him, and the power of the word God does not control our mind without our consent. But if we desire to know and to do his will, his promises are ours. He shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Amen. So let us learn another scripture song, dear ones, together. And this one is taken from the book of Jeremiah. And it's located on Jeremiah 29, verses 11 to 14 from the King James Version. Amen. Praise the Lord. Dear ones, we have come to the ending of our Children's Sabbath School lesson, but we have one more lesson, and this is the one for the little ones. So gather all the little ones very close to the mic. It's story time, dear ones. This section of our study was inspired by the Lord for all his precious little children.
Dear Brother Dick, we cannot hear you. So you need to check your sound, dear brother.
For all the dear brothers that are listening on the phone, we're just having a little technical problem at this moment. Just give us a few seconds for our dear brothers to be able to re-enter the room. So we hope and pray that you all are blessed.
God has given a conscience to realize the sacred claims of the divine law and a heart capable of loving it as holy, just, and good, and of men, prompt and perfect obedience is required. This rule forbids all oppression from parents and all disobedience from children. God's law requires that daddy and mama not be mean to you and that you are not to disobey them. The Lord is full of loving kindness, mercy, and truth. He is loving and kind. His law is holy and just and good, and must be obeyed by parents and children. The rules which should regulate the lives of parents and children flow from or come from a heart of infinite or divine love, and God's rich blessings will rest upon those parents who administer or practice His law in their homes and upon the children who obey this law. Are we still hooked up?
Yep.
Good. The combined influence of mercy and justice is to be felt. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. That means that they are closely related. Households under this discipline will walk in the way of the Lord and do justice and judgment. Let the youth look upon the divine standard and never be content with a low aim. If you don't plan to be good, you won't be good. Walk not hesitatingly. To hesitate means to delay to do something, but firmly in the strength and grace of Jesus Christ. Unto Him is committed all power in heaven and earth. Take refuge in Jesus Christ. In other words, go to Him for help and protection. And enter into a firm covenant with Him in faith to love and serve Him. To enter into a covenant means you promise to obey Him. Since the law of God is holy and just and good, a transcript of the divine perfection, it is a written description of His character. It follows that a character formed by obedience to the law will be holy. Christ is a perfect example of such a character.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So next week, dear ones, we will continue with part 5 in our study entitled A Capernaum of our lesson book, The Sign of Ages. If any one of the dear brethren, brothers and sisters, little one, would like to have closing prayer, Babala.
Our Father, I thank you for us to be able to have this blessed day. I thank you for us to be able to wake us up this morning. I thank you for us to be able to learn through the scripture study that may be able to bless in our hearts and our minds. Forgive us all for our sins and making our passion spirit, and also protect us when we go, and let us be able to show what we know to this world that they may be able to change them in their sinful ways and their own gods, so that way they can depend on you and know you and love you more than anything. Also, forgive us for our sins and make them across our spirits, so if we got anything wrong, and also will help us and protect us with our minds, our hearts, and even our bodies, and also let's be able to be unselfish and hopeful, and also careful, and let's be able to be shielded from the devil's influences that He may not pull us away from you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So next Sabbath, dear one, and that will be on May 2nd, 2015, we will continue in our chapter 26 at Capernaum, but that will be part 5. We would like to thank all the dear ones that participated. We hope and pray that all of you all was blessed, and may you continue the dialogue at home with all the little ones and as a family, remembering that the Word of God, which is our Bible, the Lord will not force any mind, but He welcomes everyone to pick up the Word that they may know more and more of Him. It has all our instruction, correction, for righteousness' sake. And just remember, everything that we need is in the living Word, for He had left it for our ammunition. God bless each and every one. Have a blessed Sabbath.